Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Sunday night edition of Main Street Universe. I decided tonight just to go on the air, play a few songs, and in between, a song or two, if anybody would like a tarot reading, we'll go ahead and pull some cards. This first one is from my friend Tom Teasley. It's called Knights Over Baghdad. He's a percussion.
Teasley, an amazing
percussionist. We might be playing another one by him at some point later. But right now I'm going to move on to someone who's been on our show before. And this is Miss Kellyanna with a song that she said inspired her. This was the one that came to her as far as inspiring her to her path of doing music, serving the goddess. This is Kellyanna, Mother, Love Me.
Mother, help me. Mother, heal me. Please release me from all things worldly that do not serve me. Mother, love me. Mother, help me. Mother, heal me. Please release me from all things worldly that do not serve me. Mother, love me.
Within these stones, I feel
Mother,
the power.
Please
release
me
as I break these chains that bind. And now I'm floating light as a feather. Yes, I have broken
Look
And that was a song about many different things, including alien ancestors and such. This next song is by a good friend of mine who I just got talking to up at the open mic. It's a slightly different direction that we will be taking for this evening's special Sunday night broadcast of Main Street Universe. And I think you'll see what I mean as the song gets going. This one is from Nick Perry's band, High Five for Suicide. This one is Blind Chess. Is one that our co-host, now we'll have three Main Street Universe host songs involved, one with Nick Perry, he had one with me earlier with Their Blood Is Mine, and this next one is with techno-electronic musician and his friend, this is Evan Pass with his buddy, I forget his friend's name, and this one is called Interspace Shuffle. And that was a song by Evan Pass and his friend, Interspace Shuffle. It looks like we have a caller. I'm going to take this call real quick and see what's going on. Kind of a slow night here tonight on Main Street Universe. I'm really glad to get a call. So let's see what's happening. Caller, you're on the line.
Yes, I would like to request a song by Lovin Green.
Well, sure. We have one right here. This one, I titled Traveler. I don't really know what the name of it is, but we'll go ahead and play it. Thank you for calling. Thank you. Yes, it was a nice song. I agree. Bowling Green's a very good band. All right, everybody here. Everybody have a drink. Not that. Okay. This next one. See if we can get a request. Hold on, everyone. Let me see if someone's calling. See? It looks like we got one more caller. Hold on, let me... Caller? I think your microphone is on.
Yes, could you play Kelly Adler again? I rather liked her very much.
You sound a little bit like the last caller. But of course we can. A nice mellow song called Blessed Are We.
Blessed are we.
Okay, everyone. Okay, and that was Kellyanna with the "Blessed Are We" song. And what I'm going to do right now is go ahead and flip my tarot deck, because no one's calling in for a reading right now. I'm going to go ahead and flip them and do a quick cleansing right here and pick a card. Talk about it for a second and then see if anyone does call in for a reading or type something in the chat room. It'd be just fine as well. I'm getting the urge to pull this one from the middle. And this one, of course, is the Fool. The Fool is a card that I get very often. And it's an extremely important card in the Tarot because technically it's considered, of course, to be the very first one. The Fool is about to set off on a journey. Innocent and brave, combining the qualities of a little bit of foolishness, but at the same time, it's the amount of foolishness that's completely necessary to be wise, because sometimes we just have to take that chance. Sometimes we just have to, in the case of the tarot card, he's actually jumping off a cliff. Now, you don't see what's beyond the cliff. He might not be jumping all the way off a mountain and splattering into the ground. He may just be landing on a little cliff that takes him to a better place on the other side of this. And in the Rider-Waite version, he's there and he's got his little, you know, backpack or runaway pack, and he's ready just to go off totally blind into an adventure and jump off the mountain and take a chance. It's a very important card because sometimes we just have to break free and just take a real chance and step out of safety, even step out of that realm, that boundary. In the Rider-Waite version, there's a little dog, like his pet dog. It looks like it's barking in the background, trying to stop him. Like, don't go, don't jump off that mountain. In my Halloween tarot deck, which is the one I've just pulled from, it's kind of cute because instead of the dog trying to stop him, it's very typical of cat and dog difference. It's a little black cat that's just looking over the cliff to see where he's going. The cat's not really trying to stop him or trying to stop anything. The cat's just going, ooh, I know what he's about to do. He's about to take a chance. Let's see where this takes us. I'm his cat, I guess. I guess we're going on this journey together. Let's see what happens. So I always thought that was kind of a funny card. In the Kipling West Halloween Tarot, I like the fact that instead of the little puppy dog, it's a black cat that's just kind of peeking over the cliff to see, oh, this is what this idiot's about to do. So, what we're going to do is pick another song. And a small list here from our show. And by the way, our show is on, our main flagship show is on every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Sometimes it's topical. Sometimes we just do divinations. We've done shows about what's happening to our disappearing honeybee population. We've done shows about all sorts of things. This Wednesday, we're doing a show about a great mystic from history during the time of the Inquisition who had been harassed by the Inquisition from time to time. And his name is Cornelius Agrippa. And Cornelius Agrippa was a great occultist in our history who really helped to bring what we think of as Western magic to the forefront, as long as many others. He was a pioneer as well as someone just drawing from many resources, as we all do. This next song is another song by a good friend of mine, two good friends of mine, Jim and Ashley Cash. The band is called Woven Green. The song is called Before Moonlit Nights.
Before moonlit nights, an infant cries in the great void of silence before we knew time. A mirror
was My Friends Woven Green. We might do another one from them if we have time. I was flipping the cards again. Another card came up. It's been coming up a lot for me recently. Not as much as The Fool. That one comes up for me pretty much all the time. My friend Brett, who joins me on my Wednesday show, he gets The Hermit a lot. This is often times meaning, okay, this is something that you really need to be or are working on or are. And in the case of this one, The King of Cups, this one has been recently sort of peeking at me a lot. The King of Cups is a king of water and intuition and introspection, and someone that speaks deeply and calmly from the heart. The Cups can be emotional cards, but the King of Cups is a card of someone that has, as far as the king himself in the card, someone that has become in a calm, controlling state of his emotions. He has command over them. He's calm. He's someone who speaks genuinely from the heart and from a kind place. It's someone that can be a great leader or counselor. Someone may be involved in humanitarian work. Now, what this means to you in a reading can be according to how it comes up or what the question is, if there happens to be a specific world. Excuse me, it seemed like I lost you there for a second. If there happens to be a specific question, there's a funny thing happening in my board here, sorry. The King of Cups, if it comes up reversed, can mean some emotional upheaval, reversed meaning upside down, for those of you that don't know the tarot. But when it comes up right side up, like say if you asked the question, or were thinking when you were flipping the cards, what is the meaning in my life? If the King of Cups came up, it could possibly mean maybe you're meant to be some sort of leader for something in a humanitarian cause, or some sort of finding a therapist even, right? Somebody that can handle the rocky side of emotion, somebody that can take in other people's problems and pain and make sense out of them. That's what the King of Cups is. He's someone that can sit there. If you see the picture of him in the Rider-Waite deck anyway, you know, he's holding a sort of a little scepter. He's just in control. He's got this cup. He's got a necklace. As his throne literally sits on top of our turbulent sea, he's totally calm. But there's waves going on all around him. And he's wearing a necklace of a fish, and in some cards it's of a fish skeleton that shows his dominion over the water. Dominion over the water in tarot and in many metaphysical practices and magical practices means dominion over emotion, and that you're able to handle emotion well. Now, the card coming up in a reading can mean you have to work on handling emotion well, again, depending on what's being asked and what cards are around it. It can mean, hey, you're pretty good at this. This could be your purpose. Or it can mean, you have to work on handling your emotion. Not be so petty, perhaps. Not be so, you know, quick trigger mechanism towards anger and drama and all these sort of things. It's a calm handling of emotion, the King of Cups is. The next song I'm going to play is by an amazing percussionist named Tom Teasley. He's before, actually, from time to time, had a job traveling the world for the State Department, I think. Pretty sweet gig, talking about hand drums and sharing hand drum experiences with people around the world. He's an amazing percussionist. This song is called Fury Dance by Tom Easily, pretty amazing percussionist. All the instruments are played by him. was my friend Tom Teasley, and we have a few minutes left. The other card I've been getting a lot, not so much for me, but for other people's readings, and I just happened to get it while flipping the deck, was the Five of Swords, which can often mean a degree of deception and unnecessary combat. Some people even go as far as to say that it's really bad behavior. Reversed, it can actually be better than upright, meaning upside down. It can actually be better than upright. Being reversed, it can mean, okay, it's, you know, time to let go of all this, let go of this unnecessary combat and such. And, of course, deception. Sometimes swords deal with deception, but not always, because sometimes they just deal with ideas. Oh, yeah, I see Kathy Strauss there in the chat room mentioning how to step off a cliff, make a decision. Yeah, it's never easy. That's why it's, you know, that's why it's an adventure. It's why it's a fool. You just don't know what's going to come next. And sometimes I say the tarot doesn't necessarily tell you things, just as my friend Evan always says, that you don't already know yourself. And then you use the tarot as a mirror that spirit tells through you, reflected back on the cards and back at you. And somewhere deep down you kind of go, oh yeah, I think I knew that's what I was supposed to do. I think so. Anyway, we're coming pretty much out to a close. Don't forget to visit my friends here. And I'm going to link that right now. They're at the Pagans Tonight Show, their network. Liz and the others, they do a variety show. And they talk about things, and I think at the second part of the show, they're going to be talking about monogamy and polyamory and, you know, the in and outs of both. So, you know, many partners, is one enough? I know many people that would say one is more than enough. But we're going to close out with another Woven Green song because they're friends of mine, and I really like this band, and I hope they progress. I'm a musician myself as well. My demo will be out sometime in the near future. The song is called Sixth Sun. Again, there's my link in purple there for my friends that are right after this show. They'll be on, so you can keep the sort of esoteric radio going after this. Thank you all. Don't be afraid to occasionally be the fool. And here is Woven Green, Sixth Sun. Nice song.